I mentioned in this in the article at one point, as I was growing up, we always had this sense of that Jews just want to be accepted as citizens just like everybody else. And I sort of came on the tail end of that, where, you know, we kind of reached that sort of status. And there, you know, there always will be, and there always has been, some form of antisemitism. But in general, in the U.S., it's gotten to a point where, you know, you may be Jewish, but you're not considered an other, so to speak. It seems like now that that's taken for granted, such that now you don't have to worry about being singled out as Jewish just for the sake of you're Jewish. It can happen. There are certainly right-wing groups that do that. But for the most part, that's not commonly accepted. So now they've taken the step of saying, okay, well, I want to support Israel. And anybody who challenges that, and who challenges the quote-unquote Jewish state, as Israel self-proclaims, is now making me uncomfortable as a Jew. So you can't do that. That's anti-Semitism. And that's where the problem lies. So now you're saying, okay, let's take a step back here. You're saying, we can't criticize Israel because you're Jewish. We can't use our First Amendment rights because somehow Israel is more important to you than it may be to other people. And that somehow you feel that's an attack upon your heritage. I just don't buy that.